It's the 2-Minute Beer Review. I'm Andrew Burkham, and it's that time of the week where we face down that massive craft brew aisle in search of the hidden treasures we've been missing out on all along. This week, we're going to try out Blah 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 IPA from 21st Amendment Brewery in San Francisco, California. Will this beer live up to its unfortunate name, or will it surprise us by being interesting? Only one way to find out. Blah 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 is a standard pale amber golden color. So far, the name is aptly applied, but the boredom ends rather quickly as soon as I get a sniff of this beer. The scent is surprisingly strong, and I'll be honest, it's not my favorite. The smell is a little bit floral, as one would expect from an IPA, but there's something in the background that I can only describe as the scent of wet hair. Whatever's in this IPA definitely does not play well with my specific sense of smell. All well and good, but as we know, the most important thing is how the beer tastes. Well, as compared to the strong scent, the flavor of Blah 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 is actually very mild. There's a very sweet and malty undertone. In fact, my primary description of the beer's flavor would be grainy and malty. Though the expected bitterness is present, it is very underplayed as compared to the beer's other flavors, and mostly appears on the sides of my tongue. The beer is not aggressively carbonated, at least in the batch that I sampled, so there's not a ton of prickly bubbles adding to the sensation of the beer in my mouth. In the aftertaste, there is a noticeable alcohol presence, but there are no residual vapors that add to the flavor experience at all. The long and the short of my experience with this beer is that it is named correctly. It's just one more IPA in a market that is oversaturated with beers in the style. But while it's perfectly drinkable, it doesn't really do anything to distinguish itself from anything else that's out there. I've had many great beers from the fine folks over at 21st Amendment, but I am very sorry to say that at least for me, this one misses the mark. You can pick this one up in a 6-pack of cans for about $13. So at just over $2 per can, it's not a bad price, and it's a perfectly acceptable, if not shockingly middle-of-the-road ABV of 8%. So if you're tempted to try it for yourself, it's plenty accessible. As for me, I don't think I'll be returning to Blah 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 IPA anytime soon. That's all for today's review, but I hope you'll join me next week as we just avoid an explicit podcast rating with Epic Brewing's Son of a Baptist Coffee Stout. Check the show notes for links to this week's beer, and as always, make sure to email any of your review requests to 2minutebeer@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and if you like the show, please consider subscribing and rating and reviewing on Apple Podcasts or your podcast outlet of choice. And remember, if you know a friend that really likes beer or would like to branch out from their normal favorites, please send them a link to the show as well. That's all for now. See you next week as we continue our quest to taste all the beer.